Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, welcome to another episode of Can You Survive This Podcast? I'm going to do a little something different for this episode. I've collected some questions from people via the Instagram. The Instagram is at Survive This Pod. And I've been collecting some questions from people. So I'm going to do a little AMA, Ask Me Anything edition. So we'll get to some of your questions and also a couple announcements coming up for the show. Nate Reeve is going to be back, and we're going to be talking about spirituality with him. He was a really cool guest who worked with a lot of plant medicines and healing modalities after he got out of the military. And we spoke for a couple hours, and after that episode, we talked about him coming back on the podcast to talk about his spiritual journey. So be on the lookout for that in about a week. Justin Dunn is coming back on the show as well. He had a really interesting story about healing and overcoming personal challenges through working with horses, which is a really interesting take and healing modality that I had never heard of until I spoke to him. So definitely check that episode out with Justin Dunn if you haven't already. And in addition to that, I also have a psychic coming on the show. So if you have any questions for a psychic, then shoot them to me either in the comments or on Instagram at Survive This Pod. Also, some quick housekeeping. I have a coupon code. I don't know if you heard yet, but coupon code for Manscaped. You can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the code CYSTP. So I definitely recommend taking advantage of that. Let's see here. Let me get to some of these questions that people have been sending in. First question, who wrote all the scenarios? Great question. Thank you for sending that in. And the answer is I wrote about 95% of them. And they mostly come from skills from Clint's books. So I recommend that you check out Clint Emerson's books. Clint Emerson, of course, as you probably know, is the former host. A little background on that is when Clint was the host, and even when Cade was the host, I was the writer and producer at that time. So most of the scenarios that I write, what I do is I go to Clint's books, the 100 Deadly Skills and 100 Deadly Skills Survival Edition. And so I use his information and the skills that you can find in his books. And I compile those and then I kind of make a story for the guests to follow along with. And a new thing that I've been doing is when I have a guest on that has a very specified skill set, I will try to tailor the scenario to that guest's skill set. For example, I had a buddy on a couple weeks ago who was a SWAT team negotiator. And so his scenario was negotiating a SWAT situation. So I recommend checking out that episode with my friend Ryan Lee, who is a former SWAT team negotiator. He's a police officer now, and he and I used to work together in the movie business. He was a security specialist, and I was a PA. For those of you that don't know what a PA is, that is a production assistant. It's kind of like an entry-level job on set. And he and I became friends through working on movie sets. And he was a security guy. I'd love to have him back on. That was a great episode, I thought. Let me know what you think in the comments. And if you haven't checked that episode out, definitely check it out. But yeah, so hope that answers that question. Most of the scenarios are derived from skills that I find in Clint Emerson's 100 Deadly Skills book series. And in addition to that, Clint did write a couple scenarios, as well as Cade. For any listeners who have been around since the early days when Cade was hosting, Cade did write several of the scenarios in season one as well. So hope that answers that question. And moving right along. Okay, here's a question that I do get a lot. And that question is, what happened to Clint?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Clint is amazing. Clint is a dear friend. And there's been a lot of shakeups with the show over the years. First it was Cade was the host, then Clint was the host. The show used to be owned by a Hollywood production company. And until about a year ago, I took the show over from the company that used to own the show. And so that company had deals with the former hosts, and those deals are things that I'm not really privy to that information. However, when Clint stepped away from the show, it was just him and I working on it at that time. The production company was out of the picture. But after working on the podcast for a while, Clint decided to step away because he has his own streaming platform now called The Ready Room. And I actually didn't know all the details about it at the time, but he basically stepped away to work on The Ready Room, where he's making like pretty awesome content from what I've seen. Similar in the sense that it provides skills, survival skills, and that kind of thing. And the content is like really, really good. So I recommend you check out The Ready Room, which is Clint's new streaming platform. And so when he left Can You Survive This podcast, it was because he wanted to focus on working on The Ready Room. And he's also working on another book. So he basically wanted to put his time into The Ready Room, as well as his new book, which I don't know what it'll be called, but his books are really good. So I do recommend you check out Clint's book. Follow him on Instagram, 100 Deadly Skills. You probably already do if you listen to the show, to keep an eye on what he has coming out. But yeah, Clint stepped away from Can You Survive This podcast to focus on The Ready Room and the new book that he's going to have coming out. So, hope that answers that question. And moving right along. Next question is, this is a funny one. Who's the best guest you've ever had on? That is a tough question. I mean, I really enjoy all the guests. I feel like, I don't want one of the guests to be watching this and then feel like they were left out. But so I'll name a couple guests that have been good. Tony Cowden was fantastic. His episode is a two-parter that came out a couple of months ago. So check out both of those parts. The first part was a lot about his military experience and his time in the military, and then leading up to him getting out of the military. And then the second part of that episode dealt with his journey post-military. He ran for office, he got into politics, and most of that episode, though, deals with his healing journey. Recently, we've been covering a lot of different healing modalities, like alternative healings, healing practices, other than your traditional therapy and pills route. And Tony Cowden's story was pretty amazing. He went on a veterans retreat to South America, and he worked with some alternative plant medicines. I believe it was 5-MeO-DMT and Ibogaine. And so check out the episode with Tony Cowden. Part two is where he gets into the plant medicine stuff, and part one is kind of like his military journey. But he was awesome. He was really cool. We talked for, I think, like 4 hours. There's been a lot of amazing ones. Check out the episode that's called the Miraculous Story of Surviving a Shipwreck, Two Fishermen Surviving a Shipwreck. That one's really spectacular. I really liked interviewing my friend who I just talked about, the former SWAT team guy. He provided a lot of really cool insights and stories about working with the SWAT team in Southern California. Daniel Fielding's episode was really cool. The Asset Mindset is his book. I mean, I could just go on and on because I enjoy just chatting with people and hearing their story and letting them share their story on the podcast. So I don't want to leave anyone out, but the two that come to mind are Tony Cowden and my friend who was on the SWAT team. Those two episodes were both really, really cool. So check those out if you haven't already. Let's see. How can I be a guest? Great question. If you have a story that you want to share, shoot me a message on social media. The best way to contact me is on the Instagram. It is at Survive This Pod. Sometimes it helps if you send me a message, it goes to that like weird folder and I don't always see it. So if you send me a message and I don't get back to you, then you can also drop a comment on one of the pictures and just say, hey, check your messages. But if you want to be a guest on the show, message me on social media and we can set that up. I'm open to talk to pretty much anyone who has a story that they want to share. So hope that answers that question. Yeah, at Survive This Pod on Instagram is the best way to contact me. Next question. Do you have any big guests planned? I guess that depends on what you consider a big guest. But yeah, I've got some guests coming up that are gonna be really interesting. I'm honestly very excited for the psychic that I have coming on. Drop me a comment. Let me know what you think about having a psychic on as a guest. Let me know if you have any questions for her. That's gonna be coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks. And if you have any guest suggestions, please let me know. At Survive This Pod on Instagram is a good way to drop me a suggestion for that. And even if you have any survival scenario suggestions, in the past, we've opened it up to Instagram comments for people to say what kind of survival scenarios they want to hear about. And yeah, what I do is if there's a cool scenario idea, I will research it. I'll use Clint's books, and some of the other books that experts have sent me over the years. I kind of will research the topic and then come up with a fun hypothetical survival scenario with 10 A or B questions. So, okay, hope that answers that question. And let me know what you mean by big guest. Next question. What did you do before you did the podcast? Great question. So I have written and produced Can You Survive This Podcast since its inception. And before, during that time, when I started writing it, I was working at a production company. And that's how I kind of got into the podcasting world. And before that, I was working on movie sets. I was a production assistant and I was based mostly in Baltimore. And I was working on shows like House of Cards and Veep. And I worked on like a shitload of commercials and reality TV and kind of wore a whole bunch of different hats in the media production world. So if you have any more questions about that kind of stuff, let me know, and I'm happy to dive into that in more detail. But yeah, I worked kind of in the movie business on set for over 10 years before I got into doing the podcast full time. All right, that was an easy answer. Moving right along. If you want more detail on that, shoot me a message. Next question is, can I request a survival scenario? Yes, I just covered that on the last question, 2 questions ago. You can shoot me a message, private message, or just comment on something on the Instagram page. And I'm very open to suggestions and whatever your requests are, survival scenario wise, I will research them. I will use Clint's books. And other books that I've been sent by other military guys to come up with the answers on how to survive whatever scenario you request. Next question is, what happened to the studio? So the last studio that you're probably used to seeing was a place in Texas that Clint was working out of, and that shop has closed up. So that studio is no longer available. And also with Clint no longer hosting, we're not working out of Texas anymore. I'm based in Southern California. And I've had some messages, people asking me if I'm working out of my living room. I'm working out of my office. So thank you for saying that my office looks like a living room. I like a nice relaxed feeling in my living room, and so what you were probably seeing was my little waiting area for all my people that come to the office. I'm making it sound like I'm very, very busy in my office, but yeah, that's my office. And I recently helped a friend of mine build a new podcast studio. It's called Acid for Squares Studio in Burbank, California. And I might move the podcast into that studio. That is a studio owned by one of my good friends. He's actually been on the podcast. His name is Cody Blue Snyder. He is a filmmaker, and I helped him to build his new podcast studio. And that's a really cool space. And I'm thinking about maybe working out of that studio. Cody is a friend who I produced a different podcast for, a podcast called Awakened Underground, which was a podcast that was all about my friend Cody's story and working with alternative healing modalities, plant medicines, psychedelics, et cetera. And that was a really fun one. We became friends while working on that project. We got nominated for an iHeartMedia Podcast Award a couple years ago for the podcast Awakened Underground. So, yeah, the studio in Texas is gone. The studio currently is my office, and I might move into the studio in Burbank, depending on some factors such as funding, et cetera. Kind of works for me to work out of the office that I already have. because I already pay for that space. Anyways, that is the story with the studio. So thank you for asking. And a couple more here. People are asking about Clint still. Where's Clint? Where's Clint? I already answered that question. Clint is doing his own streaming platform. So shout out to Clint, the Ready Room. I think it's the readyroom.net, but you can find all the details on his Instagram page at 100 Deadly Skills. And that's where he's at right now. And other than that, I hope to get him on as a guest sometime to share about his new venture, his streaming platform. It looks amazing. The content looks really, really good. So yeah, check out Clint's stuff, The Ready Room and at 100 Deadly Skills. And hopefully he'll be on as a guest on Can You Survive so that I can interview him, which will be a good time because I was always the one writing the scenarios and he was doing the interviews. So now it'll be the other way around. And what else do we got here? Will you ever talk about current events or politics? You've probably heard me say before that I tend to keep it pretty apolitical. I usually just like to talk about whatever the guest wants to talk about, which tends to be their story. How they faced some challenge and rose above it, and maybe how they healed from whatever traumas they experienced. So I tend to keep it to like whatever the guest wants to talk about. But I never say never. I mean, if people want to hear about politics and shit from me, let me know in the comments. It's not something that I really enjoy studying. I find it to be all kind of bullshit and very toxic. But let me know if that's what you want to hear about. Shoot me a message. So I think that covers most of the questions. I compiled a bunch of questions that you guys had sent in on the Instagram and on the YouTube. So that covers most of the ones that I had compiled. I already did announcements. I got Nate Reeve coming up. I got Justin Dunn coming up. I got a psychic coming up. Let me know. Shoot me more comments about like what guests you want to hear from and what kind of scenarios you want to hear from. And yeah, that concludes the first AMA, Ask Me Anything on this iteration of Can You Survive This podcast. And if you haven't already, use that 20% off at manscaped.com. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code CYSTP. CYSTP as in Can You Survive This podcast? See you next week. I think we will have Nate Reeve next week to talk about spirituality and more about his journey. And if you have more questions, we'll definitely do another AMA. This was pretty fun. This is just a little short one. Had fun with this. So if you have more questions, feel free to comment or shoot me a message on the Instagram. And until then, I will see you all next week.